Welcome to Power Your Profits Podcast, your friendly guide in bringing your business revenue to the next level. Listen as host Dr. Susie Carter hears inspiring stories of success from her fellow entrepreneurs and transformational leaders. Prepare to make significant change to your strategies as they unravel the secrets of building multi-million dollar businesses and the most effective tips on finance, marketing, and sales accountability. If you want to take your first steps towards explosive business growth, this podcast is for you. Without further ado, here is your host, Dr. Susie.
Welcome to this episode of Power Your Profits. I'm Susie Carter, your host. And sales is a mystery for most people. People don't love sales. Most people avoid it. I love it now. I hated it when I started. I did not like to sell. And I had to have a mindset shift. So Debbie Allen is the expert of experts. She's an internationally recognized market positioning expert. She's been a professional speaker for over 25 years and have presented to in over 28 countries. Debbie is a best-selling author of 10 books, including The Highly Paid Expert and Success is Easy, and a VIP contributor of Entrepreneur Magazine. Please welcome my guest, Debbie. Oh my gosh, Debbie, thank you so much for joining me. I'm so excited because this is one of the topics that our clients struggle the most with. They're waiting for sprinkle fairy dust. They're like want this magical unicorn to close people for them. They're afraid to sell. They make sales a dirty word. So talk about like your passion, what you do, who do you serve, and what lights you up?
What lights me up is teaching people really how to find their lane, pick their path, find their lane, and then be the best that they can be in that lane. You know, that expert, that authority, that influencer. When I started in this business, Susie, for like 27 years ago, started out as a professional speaker. I didn't really consider myself an expert or an influencer then, but I always was someone that loved marketing because I had built and sold numerous million-dollar companies before I got into the speaking business. I didn't even know it was a business, right? Then I was really jazzed about helping people, you know, not just motivating them, because I thought motivating is fleeting. I need to give information. I need to help people be successful. And then that started really changing. And I realized, you know, as I was teaching marketing and as I've reinvented myself, which we both of us have gone through so many reinventions, it was like, okay, I can teach people how to become authorities and experts in what they do, and automatically they'll start rising to the top to where you don't have to push. And we talked about that even before we jumped on the podcast here, about taking your foot off the pedal. Once you get positioned, once you get your skill set going, you can kind of go with the flow and it's going to be easier to sell. But you have to work on that foundation of being an expert first.
One of my first coaches, I'm like, I'm nervous because I'm supposed to be this expert, right? I'm supposed to have all the answers. He goes, Susie, just let him know that you don't have all the answers. You have most of the answers, but the juice is I know people that do have the answers. That one little thing, right? If somebody needs sales mastery, I don't want to teach that. I want to call you and go, can you help this group of people? Can you help my student? Can you help like sending them to the right people? And that just freed me up to go, oh, I don't have to have all the answers, right? I think we as entrepreneurs think immediately, you know, I'm deemed, I got to know everything about everything, right?
Right. It was kind of by accident that I learned about expert positioning. And then, you know, owning it, I started teaching people that and basically teaching people my life's work. My best clients are speakers, authors, coaches, entrepreneurs that want to be some kind of online expert. I got really good at marketing because I didn't like sales either, Susie. So I got good at marketing to position myself the right way so that sales process was shortened. And then I got good at sales because I learned that if you just educate people in the right way and be very authentic about it, that you open up a door to opportunity. And I think we're just opening up a door to say, let's do a deep dive. Let's go and I'll teach you how to master this so that you can make a lot of money, loving what you do, sharing the knowledge you already have inside of you, and then having people come on board and just wanting to stay with you and keep working with you at different levels.
Right. You talk about having a formula. And, you know, what I love about you and I were systems girls, right? Like, right. I can be if I have the bumper rails. So what is your unique formula that you teach people around sales mastery? What's that look like?
Well, you know, again, it starts with the foundation of being the expert. You got to have the foundation right. And the foundation includes, you know, what are you known for? What are you an expert at? I'm known as the world's number one authority on expert positioning. I wrote the book on it. I've been doing it for years. But what is that thing? And again, you got to get past that word expert. Get past it. All right. You have something inside of you that you can teach that you know a lot more about. And I think that all of us have been through challenging obstacles in our life. That sometimes go like, why have I been put through this? Because you're supposed to teach it, because you're supposed to help other people, right? And so there's no accidents with that. And then, you know, the formula is basically really get a solid foundation. That's like a base. I think about like kind of like a pyramid, right? And at the bottom is the wider part. So that's where you build your foundation of what you're all about and getting your unique selling proposition like you have. Wealth is your birthright. You own that. That's Susie all the way, right? And then what people get to know you for in wealth building. And then you get up to the next level as you learn some skills, learn to say, how can I share information, education, what I have with people, but do it in a way that I'm letting them know that I could work with them and get them results. So I'm sharing case studies, I'm seeding to my opportunity. And then when the opportunity opens up at the end, whether you're selling online or on a stage or one-on-one, people are ready for it. They're like, tell me more about that. Right.
You're listening to another episode of Power Your Profits podcast. We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors. Are you tired of struggling to take your business to the next level? Power Your Profits is the game-changing book you've been waiting for. Dr. Susie Carter, creator of the Predictable Success Method, reveals her proven strategies for explosive growth. From daily operations to marketing systems, this comprehensive guide empowers you to achieve predictable revenue and profit growth. Don't miss out on this invaluable wisdom. Transform your business today. Find your copy at books.poweryourprofits.com. Overwhelmed by the complexity of business profit strategies? Jump aboard the Bullet Train to Big Profits course, a streamlined solution by Dr. Susie Carter. This course is designed to uncomplicate the path to profitability. Imagine being able to identify and execute profit strategies with ease, skyrocketing your revenues. Visit course.poweryourprofits.com and sign up for the Bullet Train to Big Profits course today.
You also have, which I love because most people don't talk about like how many closing strategies. I think people think there's one. You talk about 12 different types.
Yeah.
What, you
actually,
know,
I actually teach 20, but there's like
20.
There's kind of closes inside of closes because it's like you learn when you master it, right? And it's, and I don't like the words close and pitch. I mean, pitch, I hate that because if you're pitching, people are going to get turned off. And that's why most people don't like sales, right? So don't think about it as a pitch. Think about it as there's an opportunity to help people with the knowledge you have to improve their lives, improve their business, whatever you're doing, right? And you can help them if they don't invest with you. And if they don't invest with you at a deeper level, you can only do a little bit of help. You know, you can offer free webinars and free stuff, but they're not going to get the results unless they invest in themselves and then get some really valuable time with you. And so it really goes back to getting out of your head about how you think about being an expert, how you think about being with sales. We're here in a service business. And I really think that if you connect your head, the knowledge you have with your heart, you come from a place of service. And that isn't salesy at all.
So give us a couple techniques that you use that we can walk away with. Like I use the stair step questions. That's my ride or die script. It's in my book, Power Your Profits, right? I've been using it for 20 years. I learned it from Dale Carnegie. It's not mine, right? It was a Dale Carnegie technique. But I found that if I have these bumper rails, if I know what to say, not deviate, because you know as much as I do, experts want to coach. It's not time to coach. It's time to see if they're the right fit for you, right? It's time to discover. So give me a couple techniques that you use closing online and on stage.
Okay. So online and on stage, different than the phone. We're using online and on stage sometimes as an application close. You have to hand select the people you want to do a call with. You don't just give away your calls, right? And then you hand select them with the right questions. Then you get on the call. So, so on stage online would be, it's a formula, like a blueprint. So I've learned, you know, as a speaker to have PowerPoint. People need visuals to follow you.
Yes.
And so you have to use PowerPoint to keep you on. That's like your script, right? And so in that, formula, that blueprint is, okay, here's your title, here's your subtitle with benefit. Then the next thing is, you're in the right place. If, you know what the problems are right up front, hit them with, you know, three or four problems. Let them engage with you online in the chat box. Let them own it. All right. So they have to own what their problem or their challenge is. And once they own it, they'll start listening to you. Oh, she's talking directly to me. Right. So then now you're going, okay, this is what I'm going to teach you. Then I'm going to share some case studies with you. When you share case studies, before and afters are huge selling opportunities. You know, like they started here. I tell my story about Stacy, who was an art teacher, never been an entrepreneur, only made $45,000 a year, and went from that to $100,000 her first year as an expert teaching gratitude, like a soft skill, right? And right. She didn't even know how to be an entrepreneur, and she didn't know how to sell, but she learned a skill. She was a good student. Anybody can learn it. Like you said, we were talking before we got on the podcast. It was like, people just need to do the work. We are the experts of what we teach. We've got the formulas and the system. Follow it. It's proven to work. Don't deviate from that model. And mine is that kind of that PowerPoint blueprint. And I've had people fight me like, I don't like PowerPoint. You don't like to sell them. Because right. you can't go through a close and tell everybody all your bonuses and everything you're going to have, or even tell them what you're going to say on a call if you're taking them there. You can't do that. You can't do the process of getting them psychologically ready for your presentation unless you've taken them through those steps. And that's what the slides do.
Well, it's all about adult learning, right? Because I worked with a colleague for years and she's like, I don't need PowerPoint. It's not about you. It's not about you. Handouts are not about you. PowerPoints are not about you. It's about the adult learner. And you're only speaking to 25% of your audience if you think people want to be talked at, right? I worked with a woman who had a master's degree in adult education. She used to drive me bananas. Well, what about this? What about that? I don't know, because it wasn't my learning style. But now that muscle's built and everything you say, that's exactly right, is to go, okay, you can go hire a person who has a master's in adult education. You could just do what we say. Just do what Debbie says. We promise she's result after result after result.
Yeah. And then I had one lady that's been with me for quite a while, Gloria, and she's a healer. She's actually a remote healer now. She can do remote healing. We get rid of pain on humans and animals. And yeah. She's a third generation healer. So she's all about like, I'm not doing it. I'm, you know, old school. I'm not doing PowerPoint. Can I just show some pictures? I said, well, that works if you got a really tiny audience, but I can't see that. I said, what's good for you? You don't have to have a ton of slides, but you have to show something that shows before and after. Another great way you can do that, Gloria, is to get people up and do a live hot seat with them. If you're doing live, get them on a stage, work with them. Almost, right. I will tell you, Susie, when I do a live hot seat, whether I'm doing it virtually, because I do a one-page business plan. Based around income streams that you would create around your expertise, how you would deliver online courses, speaking, blah, blah, blah. And so I take them through that page. I get them to think about all the income streams, and then I do a live hot seat. So I told Gloria, do that. Take somebody from the audience, have a conversation with them, do the healing, and then get the results. And I say, you comfortable with that? She's like, yeah. Well, that like tripled her sales automatically. So you have to find a way that works for you. You don't have to have a ton of slides, but they do have to be professional, and you do have to keep people on track, and you do have to do those things that feed their mind and their hearts and gets them emotionally attached to you in a way that they'll want to buy. So you're not selling. They want to invest. They're looking for solutions. You just happen to be the solution.
Right. And I think people buy emotionally and then justify logically, right? They see it, those before and afters, that gets their emotion going, that hot seat, like, oh, Debbie's so good with this person. What could she do with me? And then they go down the logic side, where I think a lot of times we go, here's the widget and gidget. No, tap into their feelings and their emotions and then give the widget and gidget, right? Whatever that might be.
Yeah, I'll tell you, when I do a live hot seat, like even virtual or either virtual or stage, I will tell you that 90% of the time I'm going to sell that person into a program because they already saw what I did, whether they were watching it, but usually the people I'm doing it, it's almost like when you touch people, you know, that in the hair business, yeah. Right? When you touch people, they want to tell you everything. So when you're saying, when you're doing this hot seat with helping somebody, they're going, oh my gosh, if she helped me like that in 10 minutes or 5 minutes, what could she do? Like helping me if I worked with her for months or a year or whatever. Like I've got into this program. I mean, you already proven yourself and blown away where people will say, I think I want to make this much money a year. And then I go in 10 minutes, I show them how they can double that kind of money by just doing the income streams. And it takes like 10 minutes. And they're just like, oh, I never thought of that. Oh, wow. You know, so they're already sold, but they see it. And then other people watching it, they want that same result. So anytime those of you are listening here, it's like anytime you can show some kind of before and after in results, that's, you know, one of the greatest sales tools, I think.
So a lot of people like see you, see me and think it's just been rainbows and butterflies.
They're everywhere.
So let's shift just a little bit and let's talk about is building your business and going through this process. What's been your biggest learning lesson? Some people call it failures, right? To me, failure is a fertilizer. And I had to shift that in my own mind so I didn't beat myself up about something not working or succeeding. What's been your biggest failure that you had in your life? And then what did you learn from that experience?
I had two big ones that pop up in the event business. My very first big event, I mean, I went from putting like, 30, 50 people in a room and just doing small business events with a partner. And then we went, let's go big, and we had, we put a $30,000 stage production, we're going to go big or we're going to go broke, we put 600 people in the room and we launched it. And, first day we didn't know how to speak and sell. We were more like the speakers that were MCs. It was just crazy. We had to bring in other speakers that knew how to speak and sell. And the first day we're like, oh my gosh, we lost so much money. It was a 3-day event. So right. Second day speaker turned it halfway through and we ended up making that event $500,000. The biggest mistake, so that was a success that went south really fast is we're like celebrating with champagne, looking at all our sales and we did it. And then about a week later, I got a call from my merchant account company and they said, we're going to freeze these sales for 30 days. And then I thought, I'm sending them receipts. I'm doing all the work, and I'm on the road speaking. I'm doing everything. And I'm like, get this stress. And then after 30 days, they're like, we're going to have to hold it for 6 months. I'm like, And so that huge success turned out to be this really stressful, insane thing. And we lost a lot of money because we had asked speakers to take their sales and then work on some of the stuff. And by the time we worked on some of those sales, of course, we lost probably at least $100,000. But it still turned out to be successful. But, I was warned about merchant accounts back then, but I thought I could just make a call and tell them, hey, I'm going to do some more business. But you can't go from making, $100,000 to $500,000 in a weekend, especially over a weekend. They're going to go, this looks, fraudulent. And, so I talked to the fraud department, but I had a merchant account company that came out of nowhere and helped me out of this hole, which was, a nightmare. So that was probably one of the most stressful success and failures at the same time. Learned from that. The other was 2008 in the financial crisis when I was at the top of my speaking game. So both of these happened when I was at a high. Very interesting that I reached the high and then I got slapped down. Like, why? Here I'd reached, a certified speaking professional, one of the top women speakers, top 3% of women speakers in the world. Got it figured out. And then there was no business, 2008 financial crisis. And it was hit in the United States worse than other countries. So I sat there and pondered like, I might have to get a job. That terrifies me because, been an entrepreneur since I was 19, never had a job in my life. Like, I'm not going to do that. And what am I going to do? And so then I realized it's a big world. And I started just booking speaking engagements in other countries. And I ended up being on a 3-year world tour, save my business. So within 3 months, I had shifted. Talk about reinvention. I had shifted. So when you're still positioned as an expert, and this goes back to this, is that I was able to turn that business from a national business to an international business in 3 months because of how I was positioned as a speaker and as an expert in marketing. And I saved my life, that way, my business. But I knew it was a short-term thing. I couldn't continue to travel the world. So that's when by accident, I realized I could speak and sell and make more money. It was a gift. It all turns out as a gift at the end when you figure out the lessons,
I love that. That's a juicy story. And I love that Well, I think when people are slapped, because I've been slapped many times, right? You said, or kicked off your pedestal, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people that suffer and, you know, woe's me. And then there's people like you and I, like, okay, what do I need to do? How do I need to pivot? What do I need to, versus staying stuck in the drama of it or the confusion of it, right?
That yeah, doesn't. We're survivors and we're true entrepreneurs. A true entrepreneur is just going to go, you know, well, I have got the knowledge. You know, I'm an expert at what I do. I know people need me. So I just got to shift the way I'm doing it. You know, it's that doesn't work anymore, but that doesn't change me. And that's when I work with my clients. You're listening to this right now. It's like, I'm not going to change anything about you. I'm going to help you get smarter with some skill sets, but you already have the knowledge. You're just not making the money from the knowledge you already have. And that to me is sad because
right.
you don't have any idea how much money you could be making just sharing the knowledge you already have.
Right. And people are hungry for it. And they're hungry for in different packages, yeah. right? I'm not the answer to everyone. Debbie's not the answer to everyone. And people go, oh, well, I don't have the look. No, it's not about that. It's about what results are you helping people create, right, inside of their life. Let's shift a little bit because this is Power Your Profits, right? And let's talk about one of the reasons I started this is because I wanted people to hear the truth. Like, what have we done as entrepreneurs to build our wealth? Because I see so many entrepreneurs putting everything into their business and not taking care of themselves in the future.
Right.
And then, you know, you have a high paying job. And so what have you done, Debbie, to build your wealth, leveraging your business? Cause that's one, you know, wealth creation is being an entrepreneur. What have you done to build your wealth and set you up for the future?
Well, first of all, I learned one of those hard lessons was never be a one trick pony. And so as a paid professional speaker, even though I'm the top of my game, I was a one trick pony and I fell off the pony. And right. so I realized there's other ways, other income streams and ways that will create a business lifestyle in the way that I want. And to me, wealth is freedom as well as money. Because if you could be working all you want and making a lot of money. And I've been there taking on too many clients and I just feel like, you know, my friends are out having fun. And I'm like, why am I working so hard? Right. So there's a balance there. But the thing is that I also invested in real estate for a long time. So I've always had partners in real estate and I started out doing fix and flips many years ago in that business and had a couple different things. And I don't even know how many years it's been. I've had real estate on the side. I always loved real estate. And so that's, and my husband's a builder. And when I met him, he was weeding out the payphone business. He was the biggest payphone company in the country. I'll talk about a business that changed. What we say the last payphone, right? So he's a true entrepreneur. And I said, well, you love finding deals and everything. Why don't you do fix and flips? And so we started doing that. And then now he's a home builder, you know, and he built our guest house in our backyard. I'm like, how'd you know how to do that? I mean, how do you know the steps, the process? He's like, he just figured it out. Right. And now he does, you know, he's not one of the biggest home builders. He's 6 or 8 homes at a time. That's, you know, pretty good from where we started. Just like,
yeah.
5 or 6 years ago, right? We didn't think we'd be home building, but we were able to shift that. So we know real estate now so good that when the fix and flip market comes back again, we'll do that. But it went soft. So we went to new homes. So that is, you know, real estate, you know, is always kind of a cash cow if you can do something like that, because real estate's always going to be there for you. And eventually, like when we want to retire, we don't want to work as hard, we'll have a bunch of houses that are rental property. So we already have that plan. And I think that's really important because, you know, I can't always be on a stage. I can't always do this business the way I was doing it in the past, you know,
right.
with the big events and everything. And that's not what I want to do anymore. I don't have to. So I think you have to have something that is a wealth builder besides just you and your time, just you. You know, if I'm not here, something's got to be making me money.
Right. Yeah, I lost my ass in real estate. And then the first thing I did when I got back on my feet was invest in real estate, because I've also made millions in real estate, right? You have to be willing to weather the storm. It hurt, right? When
yeah.
but I learned.
I've been there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a cycle. And so when you're in it long enough, you realize the cycle, you're able to foresee, you know, the future of what it's going to do.
Yeah. Like you saying that the flip market's soft, so we went to new homes. Like that's wisdom, right? To go, oh, like, I don't know. And they've done that. Let me go over here now.
And then he worked his butt off for like, you know, a year or two, just like, you know, being on site, being the general contractor, doing all that. And then now he has a contractor that does it. So he just oversees it. So he got wiser with it. You know, you just have to find a way to not have you involved in the business all the time and also be protected in your future, that when you do retire, you get those that money in the mail. You know, the money in the mail comes from rentals or whatever it is. You know, people are complaining, oh my gosh, you know, the market's going to crash because the mortgage rates are going up. I bought a townhouse in my 30s at 13% interest. You know, yeah, insane. Like, there was times like that. People were still buying. So we're going to be fine. I mean, yes, it's going to hurt the market. And yes, our economy is tough, but there's always opportunities. And again, when the market crashes, there's then the flip, you know, the flip business is going to come back, and there's always opportunities.
Well, I think the interesting thing about this is it's not like 2008, because there is still a shortage in homes. Like, there's not homes for people. Where in 2008, there was an abundance of inventory, right? So that's why everybody had to sell or short sell, or lost their hinies or whatever that was.
Yeah, and the whole mortgage scam. I mean, you can get a mortgage for your dog. I mean, that, you know, that was just a mess. You know, so that was, we're not going to go through that again, but we learned, you know, we learned that, you know, you watch it, you pay attention, and you do that.
So at the end of your journey, Debbie, what do you want to be remembered for?
Making a difference. You know, I could say, you know, I can always say, I want to make an impact. I want to make a difference. I want to help people be successful. And that is the same thing that I felt when I started this business 27 years ago as a speaker and influencer. I didn't come into this business for money, because I didn't even know it was a business for that. I came in because I wanted to help people be successful, and especially women entrepreneurs, small business owners. That was always my jam, because that's where I started, you know, and so still my same passion to this day is helping people be successful. I'll say that Debbie taught me this, and because of that, you know, like, you know, one of my clients, he just closed $130,000 being on stage for 45 minutes. He was a hairstylist for 40 years. Like, what does he know about that, right? He learned it from me, but he followed it and he did it and he continued to do it. Once you've learned it, you master it. And so that's my thing, is helping people master new skills and new ways of sharing their passion and their knowledge with others and saying, wow, I get paid for this. That's cool.
Exactly. Well, and they don't have to go through the learning curve that we did. Like you said, you didn't know it was a business. I was like, this is really fun. How do I make money at it? Right. Because back in the old days, people weren't sharing. It was like, this was behind the black curtain. We're not going to show you how to do it. Now we're all like, hold on. We want to make it easier for you. Let me give you how to be an expert in positioning. Let me tell you how to do sales mastery. Let me tell you how to make money. Let me tell you how to price your services, right? So I was talking to a student yesterday. She goes, I keep having to invest in more things as I develop. I'm like, that's business. Like, you're complaining about this?
You just check the box. I've invested. You know, when I invested in my clothing store business at women's clothing stores, and you know, you invest $100,000. This was in the '80s. You invest $100,000 just to put inventory in. And I don't have one client yet. I mean, you can get in the expert world, and you can learn these skills that you're learning for, you know, $10,000, $20,000. That's nothing for an investment for you can make, you know, $100,000, $200,000 multiple six figure business. It's like, and you don't have inventory, you don't have all that stuff. And so it's, from where I came from, knowing where you have to invest. And so when people make those excuses about investing in themselves, I'm like, it's a business. You always have to invest. And experts, you're always investing at that next level. You think that Glenn, my client Glenn, that made $130,000 from 45 minutes, you think that he invests heavily with me over and over and over again? He mastered it. He stayed with me. He's been with me for 8 years. It's because he never gave up. I'm going to be the best at what I do. And yeah, he had struggles just like you have. You get clients on the phone and go, it's really hard. I'm not making the money. Yeah, we all have days like that. Just so you know, Susie and I both have days like that.
Well, you're either going to pay for it in time or you're going to pay for it in dollars. What I know is I don't want to waste my time years, right? I think about, you know, when I wrote my first book, you know, it took me years to do it because I was doing it on my own versus finding someone and hiring an expert on how to do it, because I was saving money. Well, did I save money if it took me that long to get it produced and then actually make money from it? And if I was working with an expert, they would have told me I needed a companion course with it versus just a $20 book. So I think you invested either in time or you invested in money. And you know, in this day and age, if you're wasting time, strategies change. What worked last year isn't working this year. What worked the year before is definitely not working this year, right? We just talked about it in the green room to go, oh, okay. But if you have an expert that's doing it, you can go, okay, that doesn't work anymore. Let's do this.
right? True. I mean, and you talk to other experts once you position that way, because they respect you and you trust each other, and you go, hey, what's happened with you? Like, are you noticing this? Like, we had that, like I said, that conversation in the green room before we came on the podcast, going, you know, what's happening? What, this shift? Because it's like, otherwise you're on an island by yourself. And a lot of times people are solo entrepreneurs. And you have to find a group of peers, a mastermind, a mentor, both, I would suggest, that is your, that helps you through all of this.
Well, and that's walking the talk. Like, you walk the talk. You're in it every day with students, in it every day with yourself. You're, you know, we always talk about the combination lock. You're changing your combination versus old theory. You can hear, it's like the old dog teaching old tricks, right? To go, no. Like, last month, last year, last 6 months, different. This is what we're doing today. So how can people play with you? How can they find you, Debbie? And then you have a prize for us.
So what I have coming up, I do have a very special prize for you. I have an invitation to come to my highly paid expert workshop, and I'm going to upgrade you to VIP ticket. It's virtual. You don't have to leave home or leave the office, and it's going to be 4 hours. And all you have to do is go to highlypaidexpertworkshop.com and then click on the general seating, which is free. And then you're going to fill out a registration, and you're going to go, who sponsored you? And you're going to go, Susie, that's going to give you the upgrade. It's January 27th for 4 hours. And I'm going to walk you through all of those income streams so you can take that knowledge out of your head, start making money from it. And I think there's like maybe 12 or 15 different income streams that I walk you through. And then we do the live hot seat with the business plan. So you're going to leave with the business plan on the income stream, so you know exactly how to do it. So highlypaidexpertworkshop.com, VIP upgrade. How do you like that?
I love it. Thank you. Debbie, as always, it's amazing to talk to you. I appreciate you. You are one of those unicorns in the world. Walk their talk, speak the truth, and make shit happen, which I love.
Yeah. Love you, girl. Always love hanging out with you.
Likewise. If you love this podcast, make sure you share it with your friends. Somebody needs this conversation. So tag Debbie, forward it, post it on your social media, send it to your friends. This is the thing that will unlock your financial success, is mastering sales. How do you be that highly paid expert? So Debbie, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure, always. And I want to share one more, my website, debbieallen.com. It's so easy. Just in case that date doesn't work. I don't know when your podcast was coming out, Susie. So I just thought about that. I don't want them leaving even empty handed. So pleasure being here with you, as always, my friend.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Power Your Profits Podcast. Let these building blocks from today's most successful industry leaders equip you with the necessary resources and tools to finally establish the highly profitable business of your dreams. Want to hear more? Listen to more episodes at www.poweryourprofitspodcast.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the show. Now is your time to rise to the top of your game. So be sure to catch our next episode. Until next time.